After doubling their votes and winning the September election, Austria's right-wing Freedom Party now has a shot at governance and the chancellorship. Austrian President Alexander van der Bellen said on Monday, January 6th, that the FPÖ had a green light to try its hand at forming a coalition government after the second place party's bid for a coalition failed over the weekend. The rightward trend is occurring across Europe, from France narrowly avoiding a win by Marine Le Pen's National Front to Giorgia Meloni's Brothers of Italy and the rise in the polls of Germany's AfD. The recent shift to the right also fits into the context of the United States, with Donald Trump soon to take over the presidency once again. The FPÖ was founded by a former Nazi SS officer in the 1950s and has maintained third or fourth place in most elections since then. In 2017, the party formed a coalition with the ruling People's Party, which fell apart in 2019. It then garnered nearly 29% of the vote in the most recent election. The party has called for an end to sanctions on Russia and has also been critical of Western support to Ukraine. Austria has a long-standing policy of neutrality and could join other skeptical nations like Slovakia and Hungary in opposition to continued aid to the embattled country. Aid is also something some American leaders have been critical of, including Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, who said in May, "I do not think that it is in America's interest to continue to fund an effectively never-ending war in Ukraine." He also said that he did not care what happens to Ukraine one way or another in 2022. Back in Austria, the FPÖ has called for a more homogeneous country and for more border controls. And while not all right-wing leaders in Europe call for an immediate end in European aid to Ukraine, Austria may be on the verge of doing so.